This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Is that what this is? A good thing?
Today on the topic of Steve Bannon, another comment he made was that dreamers should consider self-deporting when their work permits run out. Is that something that the White House thinks is realistic, that the dreamers would voluntarily leave the country when their work permits run out? And is that something the president thinks that they should do?
The administration's been clear what our position is. We're hoping that Congress will step up and do their job and fix this problem and implement responsible immigration reform, and addressing that problem would be part of it.
Last week, Nancy Pelosi told the court the president would sign the Dream Act. Is that accurate? Would the president sign the Dream Act?
Again, the president and the administration are looking at responsible immigration reform, and part of that would be part of that process, but we want to do something that addresses a multitude of issues. And again, Congress has 6 months to do their job. We're very hopeful and confident that they will.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders on DACA. You know, it's interesting with the media and the kind of questions they ask. They have to know that the ball at this point, Scott, is in the hands of Congress, where it needs to be, where it needed to be, where even, you know, former President Obama said some 22 times that it rested on them until he preempted them and executed an illegal law. It's kind of amazing that, once you get into the illegal reign of immigration or whatever, you just keep on pulling that thread. You keep coming with other illegal. I got a great idea here. It's illegal, but it's a great idea. No, it's not a great idea. It's illegal. You know, it doesn't work. So now it's in the hands of Congress where it should have been. And all these Democrats who are just aghast about it is like, hey, the ball's in your court where it should have been, where you guys complained about it before, and go make it happen. Go find a solution. And I'm sure you'll come up with the right thing, and President Trump will sign it. You know, we've got all these, these kids here, these dreamers, you can't boot them out. You know, it's 800,000. Yes, there's a minority of them who have been troublemakers, and those, it's going to be tough to give them much credibility and standing. But for the other ones who have participated in the military, which also, when they talk about the military, you have to realize it's not a big number, but it's a number. A good number of the kids, though, have gone to college. They've got degrees. They're participating. I think somebody had, I think there was one report that demonstrated these kids on average are making about $17 an hour. That's pretty good. I mean, it's demonstrating that they can support themselves. They have been doing that. And, this is a good thing. They've contributed. And have taken advantage of this opportunity, though they were put in front of the line. But, you know, I blame Congress. I blame our government. I blame all of us because we've participated. We've become codependent in this process because we decided that for whatever justification, because we didn't want to pay a housekeeper the right amount of money, and we thought we could get cheap labor, so we all got involved, and now here it is. It's gotten out of hand, and we're saying, look, we want to be a nation of laws, and if we're going to get this country back on track, that's what we need to do. And, you know, I'm grateful for what Donald Trump is doing, what Jeff Sessions is doing, to enact the rule of law again. And, for these kids, to get them out of the shadows, let them feel like they are legitimate, that they don't need to be on the streets protesting. This should be an absolute no-brainer for Congress, you know, to reconcile. So we look forward to the president signing and codifying the situation so these kids don't have to worry and the families don't have to worry any longer. But we need to get away from the emotion and tap that down a little bit. Speaking of which, we got Horace Cooper. Yes, Mr. Sane, Mr. Reasonable. He's going to straighten us out. He's coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time, as I promised. Horace Cooper is with us, nationally recognized legal commentator, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Horace, we need you, buddy, to bring reason and some calmness. Get the emotion out of this whole DACA debate. You got Luis Gutierrez going off the hinges, trying to go after a four-star general, saying that he's an embarrassment to the uniform. I mean, how unhinged can we get here?
Well, I guess as long as we're willing to step away from the rule of law, we open the door for Pandora's box.
Yeah.
We're able to just come up with all kinds of behavior, outrageous, emotional, and even unhinged.
Yeah, it is amazing. And here's what, President Trump, when I first heard this, I said, good, we're going to codify this situation. And you know as well as I do, Horace, we've talked about this many times. Key to getting this country back on track is, let's follow the rule of law.
Yeah. So people in the mainstream media haven't done a really good service for the American audience.
Mm-hmm.
They have cast this issue as simply a policy choice, one that was made by former President Obama and now a new policy choice being made by President Trump. What the media should help us remember is that there are more than a dozen instances where the United States Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the Obama administration executive branch had overstepped its boundaries, had acted unlawfully. When you add in the even larger number of divided cases, what you see is an example of an administration that overreached and overreached and overreached.
Mm.
We know already that there are at least four justices who do not believe that the president has the authority to declare who is a permanent resident or lawful resident separate from what the law declares, because we just saw in 2016 what the court did when it addressed President Obama's first executive order on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know what those four are going to do. There is at least a likelihood that one of the other four that dissented from this decision will join in just because it's now precedent.
Exactly.
The media hasn't given the American people context.
And this is the unfortunate thing because of, their disdain and bias toward Donald Trump. they're getting caught in all this other stuff that takes away from the job that, to your point, Horace, that we need them to do and to be on top of this, to explain, to calm people down instead of, you know, fanning the flames of emotion over this whole situation. I mean, these kids were here after the Supreme Court decision. You know, they're kind of like in the shadow, out of the shadow. They're semi-legitimate. I mean, what does that mean? All because of this action by this president, who, if he was right here, I'd say to him directly, you did us no favors. For these kids, you misserve these kids, and then you make the statement afterwards, like as if you're above it all. That this is a problem with the Trump administration, but no, this was a problem with the Obama administration, and they were able to kick it down the road with impunity.
So you're exactly right. I'll give an example quickly of a case. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the Obama administration did not have the authority to tell a church whether or not a particular employee was a ecclesiastical employee or whether they were just a service level employee, that was a decision for the church to make. Why do I mention that? When we see the lawsuits that just got filed against Donald Trump, it would be akin to individuals suing the IRS and the EEOC and the federal government saying, I know you know what the new law is because the Supreme Court has just explained it. We just don't like that. And so we're going to sue you for your enforcement of the existing law. That's what California is doing. That's what some 13 states, including Washington, D.C., are now doing. They are suing the federal government for enforcing the law. Have you heard from the mainstream media that this curious event is happening, that states and local governments and then apparently the California college system, Janet Napolitano, are suing to get the government not to comply with the law after the court has made it pretty clear what the law is? Why isn't that the headline in the L.A. Times?
Isn't that frivolous, Horace? I mean,
Absolutely it is. There is no merit whatsoever to this claim that you can come in and say, unless you keep breaking the law, we're going to sue you to get injunctive relief. This is remarkable. Yeah. And my point is, I have no problem with someone wanting to cover the impact from a compassion perspective, but you have to give context. Absolutely have to give context. If a 12-year-old steals Bill Martinez's car,
yes,
when we catch him, we don't say, oh, well, you were only 12. I'm so sorry you did this. Here, we're giving you the car.
Yes.
No, we don't do that in America today. We also don't let the 12-year-old explain, I needed this car because my mother is sick. I am going to use it to go join the military when I get 5 years older. We don't allow those kinds of explanations. And yet, when lawbreaking with regard to immigration status has occurred, our media refuses to point out that in other contexts, just because of your age would not give you an exemption from the consequences of the law. I'm asking for context.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, this is the problem we have with the Democrats and those on the left, is there is a disconnect from context, whether it's Luis Rodriguez or even Rahm Emanuel, who made the announcement that he's the president of the United States. He's not allowed in Chicago now. I mean, now Chicago is a no-go zone for the president.
What we see are really, really outrageous efforts to keep communities roiled, hostile, and unwilling to integrate politically. Now, I'm not talking about racially. I'm talking about politically. Just as in Texas, when Governor George W. Bush signed the order to have the Bird, the killer of Bird, who was drugged behind a pickup truck, signed the order to have him executed, the left and progressives and the media joined in an effort to say he wasn't really committed to protecting blacks from hate crimes. Yeah. I don't understand
how it doesn't make sense.
Do worse than death.
Well, Horace, we got to go to break. We're going to hit pause right now. We'll be back with Horace Cooper. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
They get away with it, did you?
Hey, welcome Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yeah, I understand you might think that they're getting away with it, but the fact of the matter, they're not. And Horace Cooper is with us, a legal analyst who keeps us out of trouble. Horace, real quick, before we get back into DACA, we were touching on the opening of the NFL, which kind of came and went, and the ratings are plummeting, and somebody is missing the memo from the American people.
Yeah, the American people are volunteers who choose to take their time to observe this exciting event. I'm a football fan. Mm-hmm. In fact, in some ways, I'm religiously zealous. I'm a Dallas Cowboy. Mm-hmm. But here is the point. The NFL and Monday Night Football or Sunday Afternoon Football aren't entitlements. They're not funded by taxation. It's not a government program that's going to exist no matter what. They continue as long as they achieve exemplary-sized audiences. Mm-hmm. When these individuals are taking the steps that they're taking to offend their audience, they should not be surprised that people are turning away. As more people turn away, the commercials that inundate us during the game become less valuable, and if those sponsors pay less, then the NFL makes less, and if mm-hmm. the NFL makes less, players make less. Progressives, particularly these few individuals who are stirring up the controversy, are essentially going on a financial suicide mission, helping to take down not just their fellow players, but the NFL.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, you go back and, you know, we're listening to the old guard, you know, trying to pass on some wisdom to these young bucks, and they're not listening. They've, you know, as you say, it's a small number, and because it's kind of the cool thing to do, it's the racially sensitive thing to do, you support somebody that is leading you down the path of economic and financial destruction. I mean, look at the ratings here. Even though the NFL commands the largest young male demographic of any programming, there was a 12% decline from last season's opener. And this is with Tom Brady, you know, the marquee quarterback of the NFL, only a 14.6 rating, down from 16.5. I mean, what is this, the fourth year in a row that they've had declining ratings on opening night? I mean, this is a slow and torturous death that they're self in, you know, this is suicide.
Well, this is financial suicide. What is ironic to me is a particular area of employment that disproportionately hires minorities is the place where we're supposed to go to find out about the mistreatment of minorities. The NFL, as an employer, has created more millionaires for minorities than the dot-com industry entirely. And we know how much wealth the dot-com industry has created. It, to me, is striking that if you are some sort of football player celebrity, that if you really believe, and by the way, a lot of the claims that are being made can't be substantiated, but even if you believe them, that you couldn't find a way in your time to draw attention to the issues that are of a concern to you. Mm-hmm. Why would you distract from the primary responsibility?
Exactly.
If I were at work and I felt strongly about some particular issue, I would wait until I was finished with my work day and then go and participate or promote, etc. What I wouldn't do is say my employer and the people that my employer are associated with are stuck with me in their face. I am going to do or say whatever I want to on their time. No. That is what leads to the fall off of viewership and ultimately to the profitability of the NFL.
Yeah, it's definitely having its ramifications. I mean, as you say, there's no player on the team. to straighten them out, to call them aside, to say, look, this is not the place. Go find another, another platform in which to do this. But it's not appropriate here to bring that into it. And you would think historically there's been enough empirical evidence for us to demonstrate to these young kids that that doesn't work. It does just the opposite. I mean, even Colin Kaepernick's mother, who, of course, Colin Kaepernick has kind of become the poster child of this whole movement, you know, pretty much said, look it, I don't want you moving back home. Get your act together.
Well, here again, if Kaepernick wants to go and create a foundation that focuses on the perceived unfairness of America, he is free to do that, and in fact is welcome to do that. He would be amazed that there are some people that are inclined already to that thought process, mm-hmm. and they will agitate toward him because of it. Here's the irony. The people that are tuning in to watch football, that's actually not what they are here for. Oh, and by the way, many, a disproportionate number, and this is the reason why we have the pledge, this is the reason why we play the national anthem, a disproportionate number of viewers see this as part of being an American.
Exactly.
Their efforts are an actual affront. He's saying, he's literally flipping the bird
yes.
at people by his actions, and then progressives say, when you get upset that they flip the bird at you, it's just because you're a bigot. Everyone likes having the bird flipped at them.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, you know, Horace, the thing is the wrong setting. He's very misunderstood, and clearly he's, you know, I would question if we sat down and asked him what he knew about the stance he was taking, you know, when he, you know, wears T-shirts and supports people that are anti-American and anti-Constitution, a Constitution which has served him well, that has allowed him to be a multi-millionaire, and now he wants to kick dirt in the face, and then not to mention the fact, as you say, there are some of us who have served in the military that hold our flag to be most righteous and the respect of the flag to be most righteous, and anybody that disrespects it, that won't even stand still during the national anthem, takes it as an affront, much less somebody who wants to take a knee and blatantly be disrespectful for that flag that represents liberty and all the goodness of America.
And ignoring all of the former players and more mature players who are weighing in that this is not appropriate, this is not acceptable. Frankly, I'm wondering why the NFL Players Association hasn't also weighed in, because this is taking down the whole ship. This isn't a couple of people. This isn't a circumstance where this particular player is going to get all of that attention negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Viewers all across the country don't know when they're going to get the political bird flipped at them, and
right.
they are simply tuning out to avoid it altogether.
Because
that
they don't
hurt
because
the entire group.
Because they turned it into a racial issue, and it doesn't connect. It's
they
not connecting.
It into an anti-American racial issue.
Yes, exactly.
And it's really a bad approach that they're taking.
Yeah, they're losing it on all scores on this one, and you know, they cannot seem to connect the breakdown in ratings, justifying it with, you know, whether it's one natural disaster or after another. If it wasn't the election that hurt them, there were other distractions. But, hey, look, the NFL has done well in spite of distractions. It has been a comfort to many because of the amusement quality of what the NFL represents. But they're out of order, clearly, no doubt, and they're paying a big price. And I don't know how much more they have to pay to realize that they're riding the wrong horse on this one, Horace Cooper. A nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thank you, Horace.
Buddy of any age who takes any prescription medications, how would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more.
This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Earlier this year, Bayer, a global leader in healthcare and agriculture, and the Big Ten Conference announced a partnership to advance science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, as you know, education, a subject of great importance to both organizations. As part of the STEM educational partnership, Bayer and the Big Ten are teaming up to launch, if you're ready for this, the Bayer Big Ten Alka Rocket Challenge, which will attempt the Guinness World Records title for the highest launch of an Alka rocket. An Alka rocket is a model rocket often built using a 35-millimeter film canister and propelled by the chemical reaction that occurs when effervescent tablets are mixed with water. Now, the Bayer Big Ten Alka Rocket Challenge is open exclusively to teams of students from each of the 14 universities in the Big Ten Conference. And here to tell us all about it, Ray Caron, Senior Vice President, Corporate Affairs with Bayer. Ray, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. Thanks for the introduction, by the way. You really nailed it. When you think about the Alka rocket and the concept of taking a little canister and half a tablet, putting some water in it, and it'll launch a couple of feet, well, now try taking 2,500 tablets, put it in a larger rocket and see how far it'll go. It's a different vision.
Hey, just don't aim it towards North Korea, okay? I'm just saying. You know, we don't want to get anything excited here. But how much fun, though, because that's what we love. The guys love this kind of stuff, and gals do, too. You know, anytime we can launch this kind of deal. What a great idea. Who's responsible for this idea, Ray? Did you do this?
Well, look, we've got a fabulous team all across the country. You know, Bayer's a company steeped in science, 150 years here in America. And we've got a program called Making Science Make Sense, where we usually take this smaller version of this experiment. We bring it into schools, and we teach children about the importance of science. Well, we thought to ourselves, you know what, maybe we can blow this out a little bit further and kind of make it a little bit larger. And what greater way to do it that may be partnering with the Big Ten and, by the way, Guinness Book of World Records. Guinness has signed up with us, and they're going to see if we can actually set a record, as you said, for the longest shoot-up of a rocket, of an Alka rocket. So we're real excited about this.
Okay, let's a little bit more detail on it, because I covered it with a broad brush, but I want you to get into the details. I mean, what is our goal here? What is the record that we're breaking specifically?
Well, let me tell you what the real down-and-dirty goal here is. You know, we have a challenge here in America when it comes to STEM education. We don't have enough engineers, scientists, mathematicians. We don't have enough to go around. There are thousands of jobs in America right now that can't be filled because we don't have the qualified folks. In fact, we have about 100 jobs or so there on any given year that we can't fill enough. So we can complain about that as a science company, or we can put our money where our mouth is. And so that's why we've been teaching science all around this country for the last 20 or so years in this other program. This is an extension of that program. And the concept and the real goal here, Bill, is to get kids excited about science. In this case, we're dealing with university-level students in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with folks who we are trying to show them that there's a great opportunity out there in life for them. They can help solve some of these great problems. So that's the real goal, if you've asked me.
Mm-hmm. Big Ten. Why Big Ten?
Well, we actually have an existing relationship with the Big Ten. I mean, if you look at where their schools are located and the businesses that we have, society we serve, I mean, everything from on the East Coast, Penn State and Rutgers, right on over through Maryland, Ohio State, Michigan, Purdue. I mean, there's some great schools, Northwestern University of Minnesota. It covers a large area of the country. And again, there's an existing relationship with them. But here's the other thing folks probably don't know is the Big Ten produces more PhDs in math, engineering, and science than any other conference out there.
Wow, so did not know that.
Yeah, so their love of science and interest in it is deep for us. We figure what a great opportunity. And here's the best part. The submissions are due by the September 29th. So folks get out there and they can submit their models. The finals will be announced on October 16th, and then we will take four finalists down to Houston, and we will launch those rockets at the Space Center in Houston. And the winner will receive a $25,000 scholarship and be now a world record holder. So, you know, think about the opportunity here for our kids that we're trying to get engaged in science.
Now, are you going to be able to tease some of these, some of these challenges during the halftime shows of some of these Big Ten conference games or anything like that?
Well, funny enough, I'm glad you brought the actual conference to itself because the actual winner of that launch down from Houston will actually be awarded at the Big Ten football championship game.
Oh, wow.
So there's an opportunity at halftime. We'll have them on the field, and they'll be announced live. So it's a terrific initiative based in, again, the fact that STEM education is a need. We need more focus on here in America. This is a fun, exciting way to bring attention to a well-needed situation such as STEM.
Well, no doubt the future of this country in every aspect, if we're going to make the country not only great again, but I say after we've made it great again, it's time to make it greater. STEM education is the very foundation of this next trajectory that this country will be on, which is win-win not only for, you know, the students that participate, for the country that benefits from it, and dare I say the world as well, because the United States has led the way, and this is a great opportunity. We've seen this on the horizon for quite a while, Ray, and I think it says a lot about the future thinkers and the leadership of Bayer to see this and to promote it.
Well, thank you, Bill, and I appreciate that, and I'll tell you, the Making Science Make Sense program that I told you is about 20 years old. We've hit about last year alone, 2016, we impacted about 1.3 million students and teachers across the country. I mean, we funded over almost $2 million worth of STEM programs in the United States. And so this is, again, an extension of it. And the ability for us to expand our program to bring in more and more partners who think like us, who have the same goals in mind, I think we've all learned very early on, you know, you can't solve a problem of this size by yourself. You need great partners like the Big Ten, like Scientific American, who is also involved with us, and of course, Guinness. And yeah, I think together we can have even a greater impact on getting folks excited about science and the opportunities in front of us and all that it can bring to society.
Yeah, anytime you blow things up, it's always cool. And we see explosions like this. Of course, the Alka rocket's not going to blow up, but it's definitely going to, you know, set it on a trajectory, which is going to be pretty exciting because you imagine the creativity of these young kids. And these are our future scientists coming together with a simple little thing like a little effervescent Alka tablet. And a tube. I just can't wait to see the creativity, Ray.
Well, Bill, you know, as I told you, we know how far a half tablet will take. It's a couple of feet in the air. That's why we had to limit the number of tablets it can use to 2,500, which is the case of Alka-Seltzer. So let's see what these guys come up with. But we're pretty excited.
Yeah, I imagine if you have a headache or something, just getting nearby by osmosis, you might even be healed with one of these Alka rockets as well. So where can people go for more information, Ray, about the Bayer Big Ten Alka Rocket Challenge?
Well, we're trying to make it simple, folks, Bill. You can go directly to AlkaRocketChallenge.com, AlkaRocketChallenge.com to find all the information you need for the folks in the Big Ten to apply. To come on and join us, and for others who are just interested in the actual challenge itself. And we'll have, obviously, videos of the rockets as they launch up on the website. We'll be putting them up on social media as well.
And this campaign of making science make sense, you know, we've got kids here, you know, starting to get in the queue here to be a part of, you know, STEM education, and they would like some more information. Do they go to AlkaRocketChallenge.com as well, or is there another website?
Yeah, the other website that we'll ask folks to check out is actually called MakingScienceMakeSense.com.
Okay.
And Bayer committed in 2015 to reach another million hands-on experiences of students by 2020. We're looking to hit another million, so we'd love to have more folks come on and join us and help us reach that goal of hitting another million students by 2020. And we're more than halfway there, so MakingScienceMakeSense.com would be a great site for both parents, teachers, and students to check out.
Well, Ray, congratulations to Bayer and to your organization, everybody that participates in this. We know it takes a team to make all this happen. And, of course, we'll look forward to the big final event itself. And the winner will get how many thousands of dollars?
$25,000 towards their education.
Well, there it is. Excellent. Thank you so much. Ray Cairns has been with us, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Bayer. Thank you, Ray.
Husband, both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, it's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. With us, it's been a long time since we've heard from Lowell Ponte. He's just so doggone busy. That's the deal. He's writing books, he and Craig Smith, trying to do the best they can to stay out of trouble and to keep us in front of the trouble, because that's what he does. He is a former roving editor at Reader's Digest, co-author, as I mentioned, with Craig R. Smith. Their most recent book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bill.
Wonderful. You didn't realize I could stay on top of these things, even though I haven't been around you for a while. But I want to talk about your new column here, what you say about the unseen storm. You know, storms have been abounding. I'm here on the east coast of Florida, and we dodged one a bit, at least we did. On the west coast, they didn't dodge at all. They got hit right between the eyes with Irma, and then, of course, Harvey down in Texas. And hopefully Jose stays out there messing around in the Atlantic and kind of just dissipates. But your article, The Unseen Storm That Could Put America Underwater Forever. Tell us about that, Lowell.
Sure. It's unseen because it doesn't have the dramatic footage we're seeing on world television. And so nobody seems to pay much attention to what I call Financial Storm Equifax. Mm-hmm. We just had one of the nation's three major credit reporting entities, makes more than $3 billion a year, by giving you credit ratings, and more important, by selling information about you to banks, to financial companies, and so on. They just had a computer breach that cost the information of 143 million what they call customers.
Wow.
Of course, you don't volunteer to be a customer.
Right.
The real customer are the people who pay them for information about you. And it's been rather shocking, but it's a reminder of what Craig Smith, who you see every week on Fox Business with Neil Cavuto, and I have been warning, and that is your private information is not really private anymore. Your bank account exists only as blips in a computer. That computer can be hacked. Your data can be scrambled. Your money can be stolen very easily. We are headed into a cashless society. It's a spooky situation, and this is one major indicator of just how insecure we all really are to that. And these were amateurs, apparently. Think what nations could do. Think what potential they have. Think what hidden bugs they have placed inside major things from our power grids to our banks already.
Exactly. Well, Lowell, you know, you bring up a critical point here, and that is that with any other software program, we have to opt in and allow them to utilize our information. How is it that these credit rating agencies are able to take this information and sell it when, I don't know, have we inadvertently opt in without even realizing it with these guys?
Oh, we have. Not only do banks and others share information without our consent with them, but every time you get one of those offers that says, get this for free, get a free letter opener, whatever, by telling us about yourself, give us some piece of information about you, it never occurred to most of us that people could agglomerate all that information, all those bits and pieces, to make a picture of each one of us. But they've done so with remarkable success. And it's now used by everyone from credit agencies to politicians to the people who lend you money, even to potential mates who might want to see your credit rating before deciding to marry you.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is incredible. I knew we were all, you know, we'd been heading on this trajectory, but this is most amazing to realize that the credit companies, who do us no favors anyway, as you say, incorrectly call us customers, but we're not even aware that we're being customizing here.
Oh, but Bill, they're our friends. For example, yeah. Equifax responded to this by saying, we'll give you free credit monitoring for a year if you think you might have been compromised by this with one of our subsidiaries. Oh, but by the way, to get the free credit monitoring, you have to give us your name, your address, the last 6 digits of your 9-digit social security number, and you have to, in effect, sign an agreement that holds them largely blameless, that says you must go to arbitration, you are no longer allowed to sue them for any wrongdoing.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with this picture,
huh? We're too big to fail, and the government apparently thinks these three credit giants, one of which is Equifax, are too big to fail.
Well, what's our takeaway from all this, Lowell?
Our takeaway is we would be a whole lot better with an older style of savings, of keeping your savings in a private context rather than have it just converted into blips in the bank's computer. Under Obama, it was already made possible for the government to reach out and say, we're going to seize the assets of this bank, and by the way, we define part of a bank's assets now as your account in it. That when you open a bank account, you in effect are giving the bank your money for certain purposes, including government seizure if it finds the bank in debt. That's called a bail-in, and that's what Mr. Obama made entirely legal here in the U.S. So there are at least 20 major threats to your bank account, as Craig and I dealt with in an earlier book called Don't Bank on It.
Exactly.
The dangerous world of 21st century banking. Of course, we also face the danger of another kind of attack, and that would be North Korea.
I was just going to ask you about that, but I wanted to make a comment about that book that you were just referring to. I almost set a record with that one, because I think I threw that one around the room about 152 times. And that's what you and Craig do to me. Yeah, you know, you bring up these obvious points and, you know, the things that you share with us. And it's not like, as you say, it's not like as if Craig needs the money. But just as a good steward and you as well, you know, sharing the things that you have learned from the inside with us, minions out here. Boy, this is powerful information. But if we don't do anything about it, then we're going to continue to be, we'll be mushroom minions, I guess.
Well, because you have one of the best informed audiences in the
yes,
world,
we do.
Bill.
Thank you.
We would be honored to give, as an example, our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, to all of your listeners. This is a 250-page book. This is not a pamphlet. Absolutely free and post-paid. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay for the book. We just want to arm people with information so they can see what our world has become, this kind of strange new world economics that we now live with. To get the book absolutely free and post-paid, call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh, wait. But Columbus is now politically incorrect. Well, you can, it helps you remember it anyway. 800-630-1492, whether they tear down his statue or not.
Yes. But the number is still worthwhile. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of this generous offer from Mr. Lowell and Craig R. Smith. They are very generous with this. And he says what he means. I mean, he's not going to waste his time. I mean, you know, make the call and get the book, read the book. It will come to you. I mean, it's no sweat. I mean, absolutely free. Great reading. And who knows, it will advance your knowledge even further.
Well, it does not cost you anything except, of course, your peace of mind and your old understanding of economics and politics. It goes quite deep into how the U.S. threw off the British Empire only to become itself a country with 650 military facilities around the world. Becoming, in effect, the biggest empire in history.
Right.
And in certain ways, we're victimized by that. In other ways, we're helped by it. But part of that is, of course, we're expected to defend South Korea and Japan and our other allies in that part of the world against a nuclear-armed, even thermonuclear-armed North Korea, an unstable country that not only may have the missile capacity to hit Hawaii or Alaska or the West Coast, well, the whole country very soon,
right,
but also to deliver a device that could create electromagnetic pulse. That pulse could fry computers, power grids, and the like across our entire country, depending on how high it was airburst. And more than that, they not only could use a missile, they might very well, because they've done it before, use as their delivery system of choice terrorists.
Yeah, without a doubt, exactly.
You missile so people know where the bomb came from when you can use terrorists, or they won't know. Now, where do you get terrorists? Have you seen these black-suited, black-masked Antifa protesters? Last March, they arrested one who was carrying out a smoke bomb and skyrocket attack on Trump demonstrators in Minneapolis. And then they let him go without charging him almost immediately. Why? Because Linwood Cain was the son of Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Cain,
yes,
of Virginia.
Right.
It's rather disquieting to see that even a highly placed, politically centrist family like that, in fact, can spawn terrorists. People who are identified with a group that believes, well, what did they like to boast at their famous Berkeley rally a few months ago? No Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
Yeah, there it is. That sums it all up, doesn't it?
As to North Korea, how bad are they? Well, you know, they talk about Trump building the wall on our southern border. China is beefing up its wall on the North Korean border right now.
Exactly.
And nobody's talking about it. Yeah. Isn't that odd?
Well, Lowell, this is why we love having you on. Thank you so much. Again, remind everybody where they can call for the free book, postage paid.
Yeah, 800-630-1492. 800-630-1492.
That's he and Craig Smith's new book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Lowell Ponte, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lowell.
Hey, my pleasure. Good to talk to you, Bill.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.